It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 39 of Podketeer. Hope you had a wonderful Disney week. I certainly didn't have a Disney week, but I did have a pretty good week. Very busy, spending my entire day and a lot of my evenings at the work site. Unfortunately, no time to get out to Disneyland. Gonna make it out there this week, though, I promise. Gotta bring some Disney audio to the show. What I'm gonna have for you today is me rattling my tonsils for half an hour. Got a lot of Disney current events, some stuff that came out during the course of the last week that I think is important to put on the show. So enough of me rattling my tonsils on the beginning of the show, because you're going to get plenty of that for the rest of it. So away we go.
This is Carrie Foppins, and here is Mark with this week's Disney Happenings Update.
From Epcot Center to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, from Pirates of the Caribbean to Pete's Dragon, more than 40 unforgettable Disney creations come together as never before when D23, the official Disney fan club, brings D23's Disney Fanniversary Celebration to six cities across the U.S. in April, May, and June. Fanniversary is a fun-filled showcase of magical milestones celebrating Disney anniversaries in 2012. Produced and hosted by D23 and the Walt Disney Archives, the nearly two-hour show is an engaging blend of video, archival footage, and never-before-seen artwork for Disney fans of all ages. The kickoff of the Fanniversary Celebration will be at the Walt Disney Studios in Burbank, California on April 27th. It will then travel to San Francisco, Boston, New York City, Orlando, and Chicago. All Fanniversary events are open to the public. Tickets are $18 for members of D23 and have been available since Friday, March the 16th on D23's website, disney.com/D23. Remaining tickets will be available to the general public for $25 beginning Friday, March 30th. The touring schedule is as follows: April 27th, the Walt Disney Studios, Burbank. April 28th, the Walt Disney Family Museum, San Francisco. May 20th, Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. May 22nd, Cherry Lane Theater in New York City. June 23rd, Disney Hollywood Studios at the Walt Disney World Resort. June 24th, the Museum of Contemporary Art, Chicago. Fanniversary is an incredible opportunity to celebrate more than 40 beloved Disney anniversaries with our fans across the country, from the fairest of them all, Snow White, to Star Tours, which continues to take guests to a galaxy far, far away, said Stephen Clark, head of D23, the official Disney fan club. D23's Disney Fanniversary Celebration explores unforgettable movies, cartoons, theme park attractions, and other Disney creations that celebrate anniversaries in 2012, including Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Disney's first ever full-length animated feature, which premiered in 1937, the 1997 launch of Star Tours, Epcot Center's grand opening on October the 1st, 1982, the opening of Pirates of the Caribbean in 1967, memorable Mickey Mouse cartoons released in 1937, including Clock Cleaners, Hawaiian Holiday, Lonesome Ghosts, and Magician Mickey, the 1927 debut of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, who Walt Disney created before Mickey Mouse. Goofy's first ever on-screen appearance in 1932's Mickey's Review. The seminal science fiction film Tron, released in 1982. Unforgettable movies like Aladdin, Pete's Dragon, The Jungle Book, and Bambi. The 1972 premiere of the Main Street Electrical Parade. And the 1992 debut of Disneyland's Fantasmic. More details about the full program for the D23 Fanniversary celebrations can be found online at www.disney.com/D23. D23, the official Disney fan club, celebrates the remarkable past, present, and future of Disney, taking its name from 1923, the year Walt Disney founded his world-famous company. D23 brings its members a host of exclusive benefits, including a weekly email newsletter, an array of discounts and special offers, free gifts throughout the year, as well as exclusive events created especially for its members. Disney fans can join the world's only official Disney fan club by visiting www.disney.com/D23 or select shops at the Disneyland Resort, the Walt Disney World Resort, and www.disneystore.com/D23. To keep up with all the latest D23 news and events, follow Disney D23 on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook.
I wanna go! Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. I wanna magical go. Dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. I wanna jungle go. Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone go. Dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night. I wanna go. Wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight.
You may have noticed, if you've been listening to the show for any time at all, that I play that Summer Nightastic song on just about every show. Now that's for two reasons, because I love the summer at Disneyland, number one, and number two, I think that is the best Disney commercial they've ever done. So you're going to hear it pretty much every episode, so sorry. You can fast forward past it or just boogie down. So enjoy the show, and here we go with the rest of it.
For your safety, please remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving, and supervise children. Be sure to hold on to hats, glasses, or any loose items that could fall from the tram. If an article should fall, please stay seated until the next stop. Thank you.
Advance tickets go on sale August 9th, 2012, for the most all-encompassing Disney fan event in the world. All the magic and excitement of the past, present, and future of Disney entertainment will come together once again when D23, the official Disney fan club, presents an all-new D23 Expo at Anaheim Convention Center on August 9th through the 11th, 2013. The D23 Expo has become a phenomenal way for Disney fans to see everything they love about Disney all in one place. From Disney's biggest stars and latest innovations to unforgettable performances live on stage, said Stephen Clark, head of D23, the official Disney fan club which produces the biannual D23 Expo. Our third expo is sure to create even more magical new experiences and memories for our biggest fans attending from throughout the U.S. and around the globe. Anaheim is extremely pleased that the D23 Expo will be returning next year, said Charles A. Hirsch, President, Anaheim Orange County Visitor and Convention Bureau. This exciting event is quickly becoming an industry icon, drawing Disney fans from around the world. The Anaheim community truly appreciates and enjoys this quality show and positive impacts it brings. More than 40,000 Disney fans, including me, attended D23 Expo 2011, which brought together the entire world of Disney under one roof for three star-studded days and nights. Fans were treated to appearances by superstars like Robert Downey Jr., for about 30 seconds, that is, Scarlett Johansson, Regis Philbin, and Billy Crystal. And they also enjoyed performances by Dick Van Dyke, The Muppets, the Disney Princess voice talent, Jodie Benson, Paige O'Hara, Leigh Salonga, and Anika Noni Rose. Previewed by concept art and attractions coming from Disney Parks and Walt Disney Imagineering, glimpsed back at Disney's rich history through extraordinary panels, presentations, and exhibits, and discovered the newest entertainment, technology, and products from the Walt Disney Company, and a whole bunch of big, long lines. Among the highlights of the D23 Expo 2013 will be expanded capacities, thank goodness, at some of our most popular venues. The 2013 Disney Legends Ceremony, which honors the talented men and women who have made significant contributions to the Disney legacy, treasures of the Walt Disney Archives, a treasure trove of crown jewels from the Walt Disney Archives, the bustling aisles of Collectors Forum, where Disney fans can buy, sell, and trade, mostly buy, Disney collectibles, memorabilia, and merchandise, and a massive show floor full of special opportunities to spend money and see what's on the horizon for Disney around the world and where guests may bump into their favorite Disney stars, Fatheads, characters, Imagineers, animators, and filmmakers. Advance tickets for the D23 2013 will go on sale at d23expo.com beginning August 9th, 2012. D23 members receive special pricing on both 1- and 3-day tickets to the event, which is also open to the general public. D23 members receive early admission to the expo show floor, you get an hour, and D23 will once again give a special thanks to D23 charter members, providing them special access to the expo's charter member lounge, a couch. Members will also have an opportunity to purchase a special sorcerer's package for $63 bazillion, which provides a host of special benefits and amenities for $63 billion. D23 Expo 2013 marks the third D23 Expo held in Anaheim. The first Expo was held in 2009, followed by a second in 2011. Each event played host to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Disney fans from every corner of the globe. Starting today, guests can visit D23Expo.com to relive some of the extraordinary experiences from the first two Expo events and get a peek at what's to come in 2013.
Welcome to Disneyland, everyone. There are two ways in which you may visit Disneyland. They are general admission or day at Disneyland ticket books. Now, general admission to Disneyland is 50 cents for children under 12, 75 cents for junior and senior high school students, servicemen in uniform, and members of the clergy, and $1 for adults. Children under 3 years of age are admitted free to the park. General admission gives you access to everything in Disneyland. You may roam through all of the lands and enjoy all of the many free attractions. And with general admission tickets, you may purchase popularly priced individual ride tickets at the ride of your choice. If you have quite a bit of time to spend with us, we suggest you take advantage of the value offered by the Day at Disneyland ticket book. These ticket books are available at the 5 white booths in the center right here at the main entrance. Disneyland ticket plan books cost $2 for children under 12, $2.50 for junior and senior high school students, servicemen in uniform, and clergymen, and $3 for adults. These ticket books give you admission to the park and your choice of 10 rides, including all of the new Disneyland attractions, Tom Sawyer's Island, Storybook Land, the Rainbow Caverns Mine Train, and the Skyway. If you find that you have to leave the park and have been unable to use all of your tickets today, bring them back the next time you visit with us. They are good throughout 1956. We hope you are able to stay at Disneyland during the evening hours and see the park transformed into a fairyland of lights. For your convenience during the summer, Disneyland is open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Now remember, general admission tickets are on sale at all ticket booths, but day at Disneyland ticket books offering added value are available only at the five main white booths here at the front entrance. From Walt Disney and all of the Disneyland staff, we hope that you have a very enjoyable day at Disneyland.
Oh, what's their head?
There's magic in the air tonight.
I suppose you want a kiss.
Kissing would be nice, yes?
Prepare yourself for a classic tale in a whole new light as Walt Disney Pictures presents The Princess and the Frog, but not quite the way you heard the story.
Are you ready?
From directors Ron Clements and John Musker, who brought us The Little Mermaid and Aladdin, comes this animated comedy adventure set in New Orleans, featuring a host of captivating characters, including a beautiful girl named Tiana, voiced by Anika Noni Rose, and a frog prince, voiced by Bruno Campos.
You must kiss me.
Excuse me?
Please, it will make me human again.
Tiana is not big on amphibians.
She's a hard-working, ambitious girl who dreams of one day owning her own restaurant.
Order up!
Girl, all you ever do is work!
So it is quite a moment for her to run into this frog who also talks and then wants a kiss.
But when our lovely lady kisses the frog, her handsome prince does not materialize. That fateful kiss leads them both on a hilarious journey through the bayous of Louisiana, where our story first begins.
I am completely broke!
We first see Prince Naveen in a great street jazz scene in New Orleans. And there appears Dr. Facilia,
the magical and menacing villain voiced by Keith David.
It's a wonderful turn of events because I ask him what he wants. And what he wants takes money.
It's the green, it's the green, it's the green you need.
So it turns him into a frog.
And when I looked into your future, it's the green that I see.
For executive producer John Lasseter, The Princess and the Frog is a return to the timeless world of hand-drawn animation in a story filled with a lot of heart.
I'm so excited about this film because it's so rich. This movie has everything in it.
Including a charming and trumpet-playing alligator voiced by Michael Leon Woolley.
He loves jazz, and he loves his friends, and he wants to be human.
I want fingers and toes and a belly button. Not the kind that sticks out, but the kind that goes in.
There's also a fairy godmother character voiced by Jennifer Lewis.
What I love most about Mama Odie is she's sweet, and she has to really teach these little babies a lesson.
When you find out who you are, you find out what you need.
Featuring all new music from Academy Award-winning composer Randy Newman.
When we're human.
And a spectacular new adventure.
I'm gonna blow my hole.
The kind of magic that only happens when you wish upon a star.
Bunker up, Buttercup.
The Princess and the Frog is gonna blow everybody away the way every Disney movie blows everybody away.
The Princess and the Frog.
Open up the window! Let in the light!
It don't matter what you look like.
In Hollywood, I'm Lori Lerner.
This gonna be good.
Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Uncle Remus is back in Walt Disney's classic Song of the South, combining favorite live characters with the laughingest of all cartoon characters. Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox, and Brer Bear.
Boy, am I in love.
And Uncle Remus, whose animated fables about critters have something to say about people.
Oh, what a wonderful day.
Take the whole family to see Zippity-Doo-Dah Movie Fun, Walt Disney's Song of the South.
Oh, sorry, I was listening to that. I love them old commercials. You know, if nothing else, YouTube and the different websites are just a treasure trove of old stuff. And you know, the internet may not be there forever. So if you ever find something like that, just save it on your computer so you got it. Because if the internet goes away, which, hey, it may someday, you never know how things will change. There's all sorts of things on the horizon about to happen. So if you find something like that that you like, save it. Keep it on your computer. Keep it on disk. That way it's there. It's around. You got it. I do. I've got terabyte after terabyte after terabyte full of stuff. So if nothing else, I'm an archive. I love that old stuff. Okay, more show. Next little clip is something I've played before, but it's been quite a while since I played it, and there's a lot of new people listening to the show. Bob Gurr has been an Imagineer and been associated with the Walt Disney Company for over 40 years, and there's few people, him and Raleigh Crump, I think, are my two favorite people to listen talk about Disneyland and Walt Disney. So I'm going to play this for you here. Him talking basically about the World's Fair.
Some of the World's Fair exhibits, were sort of so passe that today I would probably have a hard time remembering some of them, but several of them were absolute standouts. The big ones, of course, were on the west side of the park. On the north side of that group of automotive companies was the Ford Motor Company Pavilion, which was quite spectacular because it had tubes full of cars going around the outside. In the middle was the Chrysler Corporation, which had a great big giant V8 engine that you could literally walk around the inside of. So that was a spectacular thing, like this giant toy box of an automobile crankcase that you're walking around in. On the south end, the General Motors Pavilion, I thought was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen because it looked like a gigantic grill off of a car. It had kind of a curving, sloping shape, beautifully lit at night. It had a ride inside that had very high capacity and sort of took you through the progress of the transportation of tomorrow. It was a very sleek and very, very good-looking shape on a building. I suppose a company like General Motors would style, quote, style a building as if it was a car. That one intrigued me to no end. The New York Pavilion, of course, was fantastic because it had this sort of oval-shaped roof on these big vertical columns, but the whole floor was like a mosaic of the entire map of New York, and it was fascinating to walk around and walk through all these little cities. Some of the other pavilions, I think AT&T had one that was probably very interesting because it had a vehicle conveyance where you moved slow and sideways and you kind of went through some big diorama scenes to look at things. But I'd have to say in the main, there wasn't enough there that was that my memory locked onto them that much. It was a massive park in its whole. Like in the last days, it had 440-some thousand people on the last day. So it was a massive park. I suppose I'd love to go see stories in retrospect about the New York World's Fair, because then I could go back and then I would probably remember those.
You know, after listening to that, I figured what better thing to do here? A little tribute to Bob Gurr. So here is Bob Gurr's window dedication ceremony on Main Street a few years back.
In a brand new automobile, in a brand
Ahuga! Resort, Senior Vice President, Resort Operations, Mr. Michael O'Brien. Thank you, and thanks to the Dapper Dans for that wonderful welcome. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Disneyland on what truly is a glorious day. You know, we're here to pay tribute to one of our veteran Imagineers for his contributions to Disneyland over the years. With a window right here on Main Street USA. You know, as of course Walt Disney himself started this tradition back in 1955, looking to honor those who were instrumental in the design and construction of Disneyland with their personalized windows here on Main Street, and we carry on that tradition today. So without further ado, let us welcome our honoree. Please welcome with me Disney legend Bob Kerr.
Well, you know, if we had a complete parade of the everything Bob designed that moves at Disneyland, it would take about 3 hours, I think, if we're lucky, because at last count, I think, Bob, there were something like 100 different designs that you did for things that move at Disneyland. In fact, I think it was Bob himself who said that if it moves at Disneyland, I probably designed it. Certainly for the first 25 years, that was true. And how many times do you actually get to ride in to a session like this on a vehicle you actually designed, right? And this was designed for only one person, that was Walt Disney. But Bob, from the first design he did for Disneyland, which was the Autopia cars, to Monorail, which was done, Bob, in what, 9 months, I think, from first design to actual opening. Today would take us 4 years. To the submarines, and he's got some great stories about how he did a sketch of the submarine. They built a little mock-up, and then Joe Fowler grabbed it, and Bob said, "Is there anything else you need from me, Joe?" And he said, "No." Joe took it to Todd Shipyards in Long Beach and built the submarines, which are still here, fortunately. Thank you, Nemo. You name it. All the vehicles on Main Street, water systems, Small World, Pirates, on and on, Bob designed it. You know, I think the big thing is that Bob Kerr was one of those people who understood that with Walt Disney, you never said no. And there are a lot of if there was something that we could say it was magic in transportation, Bob Kerr was responsible for setting the whole template in place. So thank you, Bob, and congratulations.
Thank you, Marty. You know, I think it's at time we unveil that window. But I think we need a little assistance. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. Hey Mickey, Minnie, it's great to see you. Bob, would you like to join us up for the unveiling of your window? Gentlemen, if you please. Bum ba da bum ba da. Bum ba da bum ba da da da. Thank you, Mickey and Minnie. The inscription reads, "Leading the race to the future, Meteor Cycle Company. Our vehicles pass the test of time. Fast, faultless, and fabulous. Gerr Design Impresario." special for you, we've also accompanied your window with a theme sign which reads Meteor Cycle Company. Bob, would you like to say a few words?
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Marty. Look at all these people got up before dawn. They're going to sit out here on an ice-cold street there to do this. Thank you so much for everybody showing up. I invited 30 people. Where did the rest of you come from? Anyway, I've had some really wonderful days at Disneyland. I can still vividly remember our opening day, really hot, trying to keep the Autopia cars running. All the chaos out there on the Autopia ride. Another memory is the new monorail in 1959, and Walt wanted me to give Vice President Nixon a ride in the train. Those two memories are so visible in my memory. Today, I think, is going to be another one of those days, so there's going to be 3 days I don't think I could ever forget. Now, over time, there's been several different awards that Imagineers get from time to time. One of them, of course, was the Lifetime Achievement Award with the Themed Entertainment Association, and then another one from the National Fantasy Fun Club, and then, of course, in 2004, the Disney Legend Award. But all those, like that, those all took the cake, three of those. But now I'm looking up here at my old bicycle, and this thing really puts the frosting on the cake. This is beyond anything I ever imagined. But you know, I'm in a nice neighborhood. Bill Justice is over here. We got ice cream here. We got the dentist here to fix your teeth after eating the ice cream. Nice store over here. This is going to be really neat because my name will represent myself. And over the years, the Disneyland will be here. I can watch everybody go up this street and watch everybody go back out after having an absolutely wonderful family day here. So this is basically going to be there, hopefully, forever. And I can enjoy that. Thank you so very, very much.
Contributions to all of us here at Disneyland will live on as a legacy for years to come, providing not only our guests with happy memories, but a lot of great, big, beautiful tomorrows.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Bob had a dream that was the start. He followed his dream with mind and heart, and when it became a reality, was a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream
got your own window on Main Street. Where are you going to go now?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Well, Podcaterians, I hope you enjoyed the show. And I hope you'll join us out here next week for the 40th episode of the Podcater Podcast, starring me and Mickey Mouse and all the gang. So y'all take care of yourselves and make sure you have a magical Disney week. And I think I'll see you at the park. Ta-ta for now.
Join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from all us crazy Disney geeks here on Podcater.
The great caricature artwork on the Podcater website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
I'd just like to take a moment to again thank my friend Rick Moyer at MoyerMultimedia.com for taking the time to put together the theme song to the Podketeer podcast. If you need any voiceover work, or you need any kind of a theme song or music put together for a presentation or for your company or for a podcast, you look Rick up. He could not be more helpful. His name is Rick Moyer, and the name of his website is MoyerMultimedia.com.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podketeer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.